USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers differ on how to respond to weekend drone attacks on two major Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Houthi rebels who claimed responsibility for the attacks on the oil facilities are backed by Iran. That's why the U.S. says ultimately Iran is to blame. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says it's the reason why it should be steady as it goes.
We've got a maximum pressure campaign on the Iranians that this administration has put in place that is absolutely working.
Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham suggesting retaliatory military strikes on Iranian facilities. Republican Senator Rand Paul says that could get us into an actual war with Iran.
In the end, when you topple these regimes, you get more chaos and more terrorism, not less.
Tens of thousands of General Motors employees may go on strike. There's no official plans for negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The subject of expanded background checks was again front and center on the Sunday talk shows. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union.
You have to keep the same constitutional burdens that you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't flip it and say to the person, oh, you have to prove that you're not a criminal.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says ramping up gun restrictions can be done in ways which respect the Second Amendment.
This is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
In Duluth, Minnesota, authorities say a fire that destroyed a historic synagogue last week doesn't appear to have been a hate crime. Police Chief Mike Tuscan.
We don't have an indication that there was a motive of hate in this. It may change, but today, at this date and time, we can't say that this was motivated by hate.
A suspect was arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, there'll be a national prayer service to remember all of the people lost to Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, aid from the U.S. is being distributed to those in need. John Clements reports.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update on his team.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Several Democratic presidential candidates are now calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should, quote, start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.